Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man, here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org, and coming soon to 95.7 FM.
I'm looking at myself, reflections of my mind. Is this the kind of day to leave myself behind? So gently swaying through the fairyland of love. If you would just come with me, I'd see the
Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP. Here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
little herb talk.
Hey, this is Senior Bull, MC for Hemp Rock's Marijuana Marches and Reefer Rumbles, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to the airwaves of 95.7 FM in Cincinnati.
All right. You heard it. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man over there rolling the pot. And it is the Tuesday edition of Hemp Rock Radio here on WVQC.org, soon to be 95.7 FM, as Senor Bull says. And we can't wait. So you got to be a member. Come on. This is the biggest, newest, greatest station. And you know what? I keep forgetting the last couple of weeks, and I don't know for sure. I could be wrong. The voting could be closed. So it might be a moot point to go to citybeat.com and go to their best of and vote for WVQC as the best radio station in town. So I apologize if I forgot to remind everybody. But if you can still vote, go there anyway, citybeat.com. And there's some other shows that are nominated as well as the station. And check that out. Anyway, at the top of the show, we played Bob Marley and the Wailers from the Natty Dread. It is number 4, the Rebel Music, 3 o'clock Roadblock. Now, although it's only a little after 1, at least here in Cincinnati, you know how roadblocks are, so, wow. Now, of course, one of the reasons why I wanted to play this is for our friend Ed Fortune. He is actually, the New Jersey Weed Man, that's what he's known as. You know who New Jersey Weed Man is, don't you, Birdman?
Yeah, we met him up in Columbus.
That's right, at the Hemp Fest one year. I've known him for years. Matter of fact, he is a guy that was on Hemp Rock Radio back in the 90s, and I hope to have him on again soon. And although this was very, very short notice, I could not have gotten him today, but maybe next week we'll get a blurb from him on what's going on out in California. This comes out of TMZ. Now, if you don't know who TMZ is, do you know who TMZ is, Birdman?
No, no.
TMZ is the paparazzi specialists. They even have a television show on CW or some of the different networks. And they were the media organization that was the first to break the news that Michael Jackson had died. That's how quick they are. Okay, they're new paparazzi, but they're cool paparazzi. It's a really funny show. You get to sit in with their meetings and see how the news works and how they choose their stories and discuss what's funny. And that's the show. But then you get to see all the different video footage and pictures that they've gotten of the celebrities as well. So this is big for New Jersey Weed Man, who really should change his name to the L.A. Weed Man because he's living in L.A. now, and he's doing a bunch of stuff out there. We talked about Bob Marley birthday party that he had out there for medical marijuana as well a few weeks ago on Marley's birthday. But this is coming out of TMZ, folks, so we're going to try to get Ed Fortune on about this in the next few shows. Says, President Obama's image hijacked for a pot ad. Now, you know, we had that discussion on what you wanted to do on Hemp Rock TV, right, Burnman?
Right.
Whether or not he can caricaturize the chief of police of Covington smoking, a bong, right? Or was it a joint?
It's a bong.
A bong. Well, so, you know, obviously if it's a caricature, it's First Amendment rights. Now, if Ed says up there, President Obama, well, actually, if he has a thing that says President Obama smoked pot, that wouldn't be a lie, and President Obama couldn't get him for libel or for slander because he's admitted in public that he smoked pot and did inhale. So, actually, there is still First Amendment even on that as well. But the fact remains is that what they did is there's a poster out there promoting an event coming up, and it's a pot ad, as they say. So you can, if you want to get a pen out, I didn't have time to get this link out up on the website today. So you're going to go to tmz.com/2010/03/02. This is enough. This is enough, but we're going to go a little bit more. So maybe you can go to tmz.com and just type in President Barack Obama's marijuana ad pot or pot ad. But that's how it's written out, is President-Barack-Obama's-marijuana-ad-pot/. Now, that's a lot, I know. So maybe just do a regular Google and you can find this. It's a picture of New Jersey Weed Man Ed Fortune sharing a joint with President Obama with the flag behind him with a pot leaf, and it's pretty cool. So
Let's see. This is coming out of TMZ. It says President Barack Obama is now the poster child for an upcoming pot party celebrating his first year in office. Only problem, no one asked His Highness, with a dash in the middle, for permission before photoshopping a fake joint in his mouth. The Ganja Gala is set to go down next month in L.A., and according to the ad, marijuana patients are going to celebrate Obama ending DEA raids on weed stores. The rep for the White House, a rep at the White House, told TMZ there's a long-standing policy disapproving of the use of the president's name and likeness for commercial purposes, but the rep wouldn't say if the photoshopping potheads were going to face legal action over the ad. Either way, we're guessing the wave of paranoia that's about to engulf the tokers responsible for messing with the most powerful man on the planet will be punishment enough. Well, I can assure you guys at TMZ, you're not going to scare New Jersey Weed Man. You don't scare him. He's just not the type to scare, and that's why he's been around as long as me, if not longer. That's 20 years or more. And so we'll get Ed on in the future and discuss not only his past in New Jersey and how he ran for, I believe, governor a couple of different times and probably other offices, and now is, I believe, running a Rastafarian medical marijuana church out in L.A., and even has a venue where they can do events all the time. So we'll be talking about that all the time, and especially if you're out in L.A. or want to go to L.A. Now, of course, you know, we're here in Cincinnati, and if you want to get involved in Cincinnati, you can, of course, contact Hemp Rock, and you can also contact some of the couple of normal chapters that are popping up all over in the state and adding to the other ones. But if you are local, you're also into the music scene, because that's another reason why you listen to Hemp Rock Radio. So we are going to move forward to a song. Let me get the right paper. But I have to have two of these papers in front of me. Now, the song that's coming up is called Super Stone. Imagine that. A song on Hemp Rock Radio called Super Stone. And the band is After Alms. If you tuned in yesterday, I mentioned that the guitarist in the band is a friend of ours, Derek, who in a couple of different incarnations of bands, Layers, and another one back in the 90s, has played for Hemp Rock and our pot movement, as we call it. And but now he's in a new band called After Alms that he's put together, and it's all original music. They are playing this Saturday, that's March 6th, this Saturday, in the Clifton area of Cincinnati, down on the UC campus, a place called Max Pizza Pub. And I'm going to play this song for you. It's off their new CD release. That's what this is a CD release party for the CD that After Alms is releasing this weekend. The song, again, Superstone, and that would be cut number 4, Burn Man. And we'll be back in a few minutes at Hemp Rock Radio.
run, but you won't catch me. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me. Nasty little rabbit, why you think you're running high? No, you cannot press the things you hide up inside. If you hear a sound, you know you better get away. You could not escape judgment day. Music is a sound that is trapped inside emotion. If it is released, it can flow like an ocean. Troubling up on the waves of a brand new day. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me. Whoa, yo, yo, whoa, yo, yo, whoa, yo, yo, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Laughing at the little rabbit, run. You cannot press the things you hide up inside. If you hear a sound, you know you better get away. You could not escape judgment day. Music is a sound that is trapped inside emotion. If it is released, it can flow like an ocean. Troubling up on the waves of a brand new day. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, but you won't catch me.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City,
WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7
FM.
All right. Huh, I wonder why that's cutting that off. That did that again on its own? Technical difficulties, folks. Technical difficulties. Anyway, if you did just tune in, this is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress. And that first song you heard, as I said, was from After Alms. And they are playing with their CD release for Superstone this weekend, March 6th. That's this Saturday at Max Pizza Pub in the campus area. And, of course, that second song that you heard right there, that is from another band that just recently had their CD release party as well. And also a hemp rock band that's played for us in the 2005 Fountain Square Global Marijuana March. And hopefully again in the future as well. That is the Ohms. And that song was called Run Rabbit. Now, I'm playing that also because if you did hear yesterday, they also have a an event this weekend, a show here in town at the Play-by-Play up in Silverton. That is also Saturday, March 6th. And that event is a two-day event, as a matter of fact. It is on behalf of Haiti victims, so that as a fundraiser. So you'll want to, if you want to help out Haiti, go to that one. If you're just into music, you got to choose between the two and all the other cool bands that are playing around town. Now, I do want to cover a couple topics. Let me get my little sheet of paper out. You know, here at Hemp Rock, one thing that I know confuses people is that we support cops. Now, of course, those cops are different kinds of cops. Matter of fact, there's another organization out there we'll be talking to in the future called COPS, Citizens Opposed to Prohibition. And that is a former LEAP officer, and I'll tell you about LEAP here in a second. He's got a new organization out of D.C. as well, and he's lobbying on behalf of our movement. But he came out of another organization called LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Now, I'm going to read this. This says, and this is directly from Tom. I'll tell you who put this out. Tom Engel. He is the Media Relations Director for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And you can find a website about this at copssaylegalizeddrugs.com. You can also go to leap.cc for LEAP. Now, but for this, you want to go to copssaylegalizeddrugs.com/free-speech. And you want to show your support for this, because when one of theirs that supports us, we want to support them. It says, active duty police officer David Bratzer was planning to accept an invitation to speak about drug policy and harm reduction at an official city government-sponsored event until his police department's leadership stopped in and ordered him not to show up. Bratzer, a vocal drug war critic active with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, has served the Victoria Police Department in British Columbia, Canada for 4 years, and he has spoken up publicly about drug policy on many occasions, including in front of a Canadian Senate committee. He is always clear in saying that his views do not represent the department's, and he only practices his activism while he is off duty. If you think the police department's censorship is unfair, please add your name. Now this is how you can get active. People are always saying, what can I do to help? Well, here's one way. You can go to the copssaylegalizeddrugs.com/free-speech and sign the petition to show your support for cops like David who speak out against unjust and ineffective drug policies even while they risk their lives enforcing them. Again, that comes from LEAP and copssaylegalizeddrugs.com/free-speech to sign that petition. Now, we have an interview coming up here in just a couple of minutes with Psycho D. Psycho D is the bass player with Ohms, and I had a really cool interview with him this past Sunday. We were both at a Jewish wake for our friend who passed away. If you want to know about that, you can go listen to the Rest in Peace Randy Rose show up at the WEEDRadioNetwork.com. But very quickly, I do have a couple other quick stories to get to. But stay tuned. I'm going to play another cut called, what did I pick out? I picked out Resistance, of course, off of the new CD from the Ohms. And we'll be cutting to that here in just a few minutes, as well as the interview with Psycho D, the bass player. But real quick, this is some really cool stuff. ACLU to the city, return medical marijuana. Says Royal Oak man's pot was illegally confiscated. The American Civil Liberties Union in Michigan is urging the Royal Oak Police Department not to seize medical marijuana from registered patients. In a letter sent Tuesday to the police chief and city attorney, the ACLU said the city isn't abiding by the law passed by 60% of the Michigan voters in 2008. The ACLU is asking Royal Oak officials to return medical marijuana that it says was illegally confiscated from Christopher Frizzo, 46, during a traffic stop last month, or to compensate him for the loss. Dan Korobkin, ACLU of Michigan staff attorney, says Royal Oak's police actions reflect a misunderstanding of this new law. The Michigan Medical Marijuana Act is clear. If you are a registered medical marijuana patient and you have less than 2.5 ounces of marijuana, it doesn't matter where you got it from. It can't be taken from you and you can't be arrested, Korobkin said. That's from the ACLU out of Michigan, folks. Now, we know this to be a fact. It will come down that they either have to replace it, give it back, or give them money for the cost of it. Because in California, these precedents have already been set. 3 or 4 cases where folks have had their marijuana confiscated and they were a medical patient had to be returned by the police department, and the judge ordered it from the judges. On top of that, you can go to the flip side of the insurance. If you have homeowner's insurance or rentals insurance and your marijuana is stolen out of your yard, your insurance company will probably cover it. In medical marijuana states, that is. So, you know, there's always a lot of good and we'll always get a lot of bad stories. Now, of course, yesterday we did cover the topic of the Rootstown gentleman marijuana user, and I say probably medical marijuana user. I'm going to take that guess. I'm going to find that really quick because I want to cover that again and keep up on that story because it is a really, really sad story. And again, we have not verified yet whether or not the child involved, what his age was, or whether he was in the DARE program or just another anti kind of program like DARE, or just because he got mad at his parents. We're not sure yet. But either way, if you didn't hear it yesterday, a 55-year-old man, his name was, I'll find it here. I know it's in here. Goodness. Well, his wife's name is Pamela. How's that? Either way, Batch is his name. Robert Batch, there it is. I'm very sorry. We have low lighting in here. We're trying to get more light. So you know what? Become a member. Donate $30 to the station if you're a business in town. Become an underwriter. We can run your ads. You're on, or not ads, but your underwriting, your sponsorship, which is called underwriting for a non-commercial radio station that we will be. But we need some lighting in here, folks. So we're not afraid to beg. Buy us a lamp or something. Anyway, Robert Batch. Out of Rootstown, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland, was arrested even after he found out that they were going to come search his home, got rid of everything. Cops came and only charged him with child endangering, which is ridiculous since there was nothing there. How was he endangering him? But apparently the guy got so afraid and scared that he committed suicide, folks. I mean, now that is an extreme, but it happens. A woman in her, I believe, early 20s or 30s, just a few weeks ago, we reported, out of New York, got caught with possession of marijuana in New York. Now, you know, who's to say what goes through folks' minds? I don't want to say that there was anything mentally wrong with these people other than the fact that the drug war scares the crap out of people and they're afraid of jail. We don't know what's going through their mind. But she hung herself in jail because of the marijuana charge. Excuse me, the marijuana charge. So these things happen. So although in some states, 14 to be exact, now there's medical marijuana and people are getting the marijuana back and the ACLU's backing them and judges are giving it back when they're arrested and stuff. And then in other places, people are killing themselves over getting arrested. So, you know, all I can say is if you don't want this to continue, get active, even if it's just calling your reps or your senators and the president, since, you know, as Ed Fortune will tell you, he smokes pot. Let's get this over. We are so close to the tipping point, folks, and if we lose any more, the only thing I can say is that it's just things like this have to happen to wake more people up. So I hope that there's not folks out there listening that are going, well, you know, he shouldn't have been breaking the law anyway. You know, okay, you break the law when you don't turn your turn signal on and make a right turn. All depends on your perspective. Anyway, we are going to, I think we have something queued. We are at number seven, right, Birdman?
Yeah.
And this is an interview with Psycho D from Sunday Evening, and it is about not only their CD, but their upcoming show this weekend at Play by Play. Go ahead and cue that up, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Matter of fact, I think we're going to cut straight from the interview. No, we'll come back to me, and then we'll play a song afterwards. So go ahead and cut to number seven. We'll be back. It is Hemp Rock Radio. All right. This is the Happy Hemptress. I am sitting here. If those in the know, we are sitting at the Jewish wake for our friend Randy, who passed away a few weeks ago. Of course, you can go to the WEED and check out the February 8th show, which is a dedication to her. But aside from that, because we're both here together, I am sitting here with Psycho D, the bass player of the Ohms. And if you tuned in a few weeks ago, you know that we launched for them a CD release of their newest CD and their song called Pipe Down. And what's the name of the CD?
It's a self-titled CD, The Ohms.
That's right, self-titled. Again, though, we played the clip Pipe Down, which is a really, really cool song. But you guys have a show coming up this Saturday, Friday and Saturday, I believe, 5th and 6th of March. That's this weekend here in the Cincinnati area, a place called Play by Play. In the meantime, besides the show that's coming up, tell us exactly what the band is, the kind of music for those that don't know who you guys are, and what's going on with the band and the new CD.
Well, the band just got back from L.A. and released our album locally here. It's not a major release yet, but we did a local release here a few weeks ago. It was a huge show, but we recorded with Dito Godwin. He's produced and collaborated with No Doubt and the band OAR from Columbus, you know, and they've gone on to tour and get some good success.
Yeah.
We worked with this guy, and in basically 10 days, we ripped out a killer album. And we're really happy with it, and we're getting a lot of good feedback from it. I mean, the Ohms is a kind of band that we really think anybody that likes positivity and energy and dancing and anything, anybody that likes any of those things, when they go out to see a show, they're gonna love our show.
And that, of course, has a little bit of a reggae flavor to it, too, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that's where kind of it all started. I mean, when I started playing with the guys, they were a different facet of the Ohms. They were called Four Ohms.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of split up, and there was three members that went one way, and then three members kept the Ohms part of the name and asked me to join. And with Dave Danforth as the chief singer-songwriter to this point, he has a strong reggae background and brings a strong reggae element, which is kind of morphing recently into a ska, punk type of thing.
A lot of ska.
But it's always, based in some dub style reggae, dancehall reggae,
mm-hmm.
jam.
Absolutely.
I mean, improv, but we tightened it up for the album, and we made some 4-minute bangers that are tight and they rock.
Well, one of the things that I like to always say is that bands that are considered hemp rock bands have either want to play for the cause of marijuana, as we say, or has. And the Ohms have. As a matter of fact, it was the 2005.
2005,
yeah,
I believe.
It was
yeah,
the
yeah.
2005 on Fountain Square, the Global Marijuana March.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I completely appreciate everything that you guys have done. And as well as incarnations of other things, but we'll talk about that another time. This is for the Ohms right now.
Indeed.
But, not everybody does that, the Psycho D. Not all the bands locally or even nationally, whatever, support, or they say they do, but then they don't really want to get in there and put their name out there. So for those bands that are afraid to, I commend those that do. And you guys have put your necks out there and provided some really great music and good fun for the movement and for hemp rock events anyway. So again, this weekend you are playing at
Play by Play Rock Cafe up there in Silverton, right off of Montgomery Road on Plainfield Road. It's a 2-night Friday and Saturday night Bob Marley tribute show, and it'll be benefiting Haiti Relief Fund.
Wonderful.
And there'll be more information on that there at the show.
Absolutely.
And the best way to get, like, we're playing one of those nights, and to get all the updates on the actual schedule, because there's bands coming from all over the country.
I see.
It's going to be a huge show, so we're honored to be playing it.
We're not sure, but you can go to ohmsmusic.com, right?
Yeah, www.ohmsmusic.com. That's our website, and you can do everything from download our music digitally, order stuff, listen to music, for free, sign up for our mailing list, but you can get all our show information. It's right on the front page. So.
Yeah. And I do believe, though, that it is the 6th. I believe that you guys are playing the Saturday evening show.
Yeah,
but,
I'm the bass player. They don't,
yeah,
they don't tell me
you
this
don't
stuff.
Know anything. That's right. The bass players don't know nothing. But you can also, if you're online, of course you are, if you're listening here, because it's on WVQC.org, you can go to MySpace/HempRock, and there is a link to the MySpace Ohms page right towards the bottom of all those links, and it does have the date and the exact night. I'm pretty sure it is Saturday, but verify that by looking, and then show up if you can and have a lot of fun. That money, of course, will go to the Haiti Relief. Now, anything else, any other shows in the future that you know of offhand?
Well, we'll be doing some out-of-town shows. Basically, check out the website, ohmsmusic.com, and then it's going to be constantly updated. We're adding a lot of shows for spring right now, so we're still trying to figure out, what, like, for instance, when I should, like, get my pizza delivery shifts covered,
exactly.
Doing the whole rock and roll lifestyle thing.
Wonderful, Psycho D. Well, I appreciate you sitting down with us for a few minutes, and again, some of the songs besides Pipe Down, just a couple of the titles real quick, if you could think of any.
I can name a couple of favorites off the top of my head.
Go right ahead.
I mean, they're all my favorite. Resistance, we've got Everything, which is a classic Ohms tune of, 3 years ago that we finally got that on tape.
Good, good.
But, it's just full of just good grooves and
good energy.
Paradise. Paradise is a great tune.
There you go.
Just check them out on the website, ohmsmusic.com. They stream right away when you get on there, so make sure your speakers are up really loud and somebody's sleeping in your house.
That's
when
right.
You go to our website.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time, and hope you have a great show this weekend.
Thanks. Hey, you were talking about appreciating us doing the hemp rock stuff, and we really appreciate what you do for the movement, Hempers.
Well, I
you
thank
rule.
You. I appreciate
You're
it.
Awesome.
You guys, too. All righty. Of course, if you're listening, Hemp Rocks Live in a minute.
Hi, I'm Psycho D, bass player from the Ohms, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. Coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
All right. All right. That was Psycho D, and you heard him say it. They are at the Play-by-Play Cafe over in Silverton this weekend here in the Cincinnati area. So if you're in L.A. listening, you got to hurry up. Flights are getting ready to, you know, be closed. you got to catch that flight in. Anyway, that's this Saturday, March 6th. And again, that is for Haiti. Now, also, don't forget, the After Alms is their CD release party for Superstone over at Max Pizza in the campus area, same evening, so your choice. Now, something else I want to get to very quickly is, don't forget, go to change.org/ideas. Reopened yesterday for the counting of the votes of what we want them to present to the president. And yesterday we were at number 12. Now, recreational and medical marijuana legalization has risen to number 7. And, you know, we got to get the votes out there. So go there. There's some other good causes, too. And it's okay if you click on some of the other ones, but you definitely want to click on the legalized recreational and medical marijuana and get that moved up. Last year we were, I believe, number one, if not number one, number two. And we have to at least be in showing in that top couple again this year. We have more people that are on board with us, more people paying attention, more people wanting to get active. So there's no reason, folks, why that cannot happen. Now, also, if you're interested in other information about what's going on locally, I forgot to mention, you can go to Cincinnati on the Move. That is in Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and do a search for Cincinnati on the Move. It is a new website that people can go find out what's going on and what bands are playing where. So you want to do that. I forgot to plug that new thing. Now, one more thing, although we're almost at the top of the hour. Don't forget, we are in the planning stages of this year's Worldwide Marijuana March, Global Marijuana March, Million Marijuana March, you name it, whatever you want to call it. It is going to be May 2nd, that is Sunday afternoon, from 3 to 6 down at the Hamilton County Courthouse steps. Now, if you want to come and help raise funds for that, to help pay for the cost of that and get to see and groove with some really cool bands, we'll be announcing those real soon. But we believe Eclipse will be playing, and probably Los Santi will be two of them. And anyway, that'll be on Saturday night, May 1st, out at the Riverfront West Sports Pavilion in Miami Town up on Harrison Avenue. And we'll talk more about that. That'll be an evening thing on Saturday. And, you know, it's both fun. It's both for the good causes. And on Sunday, though, on the 2nd, not only will we be on the courthouse steps on the Main Street side, at the end of the event, we will be marching around the bend and around the corner to the Hamilton County Justice Center. I'm sure that most of you out there know where that is for one reason or another. But if you don't, you can march with us with your signs and your drums. We'll have Rich Spirit drums there jamming on the drums and leading the drum circle in the drum march all the way around the corner to the jail. Basically, that's what the Justice Center is, folks. It's where people like you and I that get arrested for marijuana and other things, of course, get to stay if they can't get bailed out or they get time. Either way, there are many people there, and last year when we did this, Burn Man, what happened? We had guys up there with signs, legalize marijuana, hanging them out, well, not out the window because you can't open the window, but facing out the window, and you could see it from the street. So even those that are in jail joined in the march. So if we can get more people, all the better. We'll be talking about that in weeks to come. Now, I do have to cut to something else, of course. For all the bands that are listening, don't forget, if you have some marijuana-flavored music, you want to get involved and send some cuts to the 2010 Million Marijuana Music. Not Million Marijuana. Oh, my God, there's just too many M's. Too many M's. The Marijuana Music Awards. Let's say it that way. This is for people around the world. You got to get in by May 21st. Get your cuts in. And the announcement on the winners will be through the 16th and the 18th in July at the Toronto Hemp Expo. Boy, there's too many things to get out. Just too many things. We're coming towards the top of the hour, and we've got to play one more song. So real quick, let me run down, see if there's anything in the news that is extremely important that I tell you about. Of course, other than the fact that we will be back next week on Monday, same time, same place. So in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and cut to the song that we have queued. It is number 9, Burn Man. And you heard Psycho D say one of his favorites was Resistance. Well, it's one of my favorite as well. So this song is from the new CD, self-titled The Ohms with Resistance. And that'll be the end of us. We'll be closing on the last song after that. So we will see you next Monday. Burn Man, learning the new pot. Little here, little there.
See y'all next Monday.
Alrighty, and of course that'll be with the Pottsberry Dope Boy Pot and Hash with a new recipe. We'll talk to you next week. I'm the Happy Hemptress, voice of the resistance.
Twilight. I know I wanted change, but I didn't think. Reckless, you call it, babe. You ain't seen nothing yet. They got Pepsi in the Andes. They got McDonald's in Tibet. Your summit has been turned into a golf course for the Japs and the Dead Sea. Is a live rap between the Tigris and Euphrates. There's a leisure center now. They got all kinds of sports. They got Bermuda shorts. They had sex in Pennsylvania. A Brazilian grew a tree. And a doctor in Manhattan saved a dying man for free.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Another miracle.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 and Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Famine when we need it. We got designer crime. We got Mercedes. We got Porsche, Ferrari, and Rolls Royce. Yeah, we got choice. She said, meet me in the garden. I've got salmon in my tear. The Lord said, Peter, I can't see your house from here. An honest man finally reaped what he had sown. And a farmer in Ohio has just repaid the loan.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race is civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org, a member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center.
We cower in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful stuff runs for years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano head comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production.